Accra High Court pulls the brake on tomorrow's funeral of music legend Daddy Lumba. We're live at the court here in Accra, plus also in Kumasi, where heavy preparation for the funeral is underway. Also, with less than 2 weeks to Christmas, we turn our attention to Ghana's roads as we examine the cause of pre-festive season crashes and explore how to end the recurring carnage.
They drink heavily and still drive. Yes, that is what the police should be checking this festive season. Also, the illicit drug locally called Asra. That's one in particular. It makes them feel extremely high behind the wheel.
Meanwhile, drivers are to face harsher penalties as Parliament approve tougher road rules to reduce the escalating number of road crashes and fatalities in Ghana.
The law has prescribed punishment for road traffic offenders, and that includes the Okada riders who will get the opportunity.
The updated road traffic regulations introduce stricter sanctions for drunk and drug-impaired driving, reckless behavior, and other forms of road indiscipline that contribute to crashes and fatalities. And in sports,
Black Star supporters will need over 1,000 Ghana cedis for a match ticket at the 2026 World Cup.
Much later, we'll bring you stories of families fighting acute leukemia and cancer of the blood and bone marrow.
It was like a very bad, terrible joke on First April.
Can deal with a lot of things, but to see him in pain, that one will kill me.
I watched her, she took her life. Yeah. My baby was gone.
More in Joy News special assignment titled Leukemia Last Chance Abroad as we rally the nation to build Ghana's first bone marrow transplant center. My name is Faustina Safo. Plus, the official countdown to the Joy FM party in the park starting today. Join us as we take you to the venue, Ebri Botanical Gardens, to discover what awaits you at this year's event.
We're coming up with an initiative called the Ghana Village, which is going to be strictly to promote Ghanaian goods and arts. But also this year, we're selling tables.
These and more coming up here on the Midday News. Please stay for details. Well, he's long said his goodbye, but he will not be going home anytime soon. This morning, an Accra High Court has placed an injunction on the funeral of music legend Daddy Lumba, stopping the ceremony that was scheduled to take place in Kumasi tomorrow. The ruling directs organizers and family representatives to suspend all funeral activities until the court resolves a dispute brought before it by his immediate family. In Kumasi, there's heavy preparation for the funeral. We'll take you there for reactions to the court ruling shortly. But first, let's take you to court. Fatal Bayaga is there for us. Fatal, what exactly transpired in court today?
So the court found that the immediate family had been sidelined in the funeral arrangements and stressed the need to address this particular concern. Although it noted that laying the burial could increase costs, the judge insisted that due process family involvement must be followed. And the court also affirmed the family's head's authority to lead the funeral, but said this must be done in consultation with the immediate family. It then ordered the first respondent, that's the family head, to hold a meeting within 3 weeks to agree on a new burial date. We can take a listen to the counsel of the maternal family, Thomas Essen, who has been speaking with the media.
Simply is that the funeral has been injuncted, and so the all arrangements must cease. And the court has ordered that the first defendant should meet with the applicants, the immediate family of Daddy Lumba, should meet together and collectively fashion out the way forward. So it's a call for unity.
So does that mean that tomorrow's arrangements would have to be halted?
Exactly so. And this is the order of the court of the land. Yes, and any disobedience of the order will amount to contempt.
Thank you, Fatal. Let's head now to Kumasi. My colleague Clinton Yeboah is on the ground for us. Clinton, so far we know that hundreds have thronged Kumasi. and they're preparing for the funeral. What exactly is their reaction? Is to the court's decision to pull the brakes on the funeral.
Firstly, I'm not sure I heard clearly. Can you repeat?
I'm saying that we know quite a number of individuals are in Kumasi preparing for that funeral. I want to know the court's decision, how they are responding to it.
Well, firstly, I can say that hundreds of fans who turned into the funeral preparation grounds were hit very hard by the last-minute injunction, and I can say that they are very distraughted. The news has broken the preparation that was going. Canopies were erected. But after the time that the news broke in and after the time that news reached the workers who were setting up the place, they had and they were forced to pull down some of these canopies. And you can see the agitation in the faces of fans who say that they are very disheartened. Others are very disappointed. But of course, some fans are also in support of the court's decision. They say that it's the only way that the musician would be buried in a dignified way. Clinton, explain to us what exactly they've been saying. Well, the funds are very distorted, like I said. They are very distorted in the court's decision, especially those who have thrown in to observe the preparation so far and readiness for tomorrow. But for some funds are also support of the court's decision, basically, that they only way that they say the musician would be buried if unified with you because the decision will give them more time and the firm more ample and resources to be able to bury the musician in a more proper way.
Thank you so much, Clinton. Let's head now to Parliament because the House has approved the Road Traffic Amendment Bill 2025, introducing stricter rules and tougher penalties to curb Ghana's high road crash rate. Drivers will face harsher sanctions for drunk driving, reckless driving, over-speeding and other forms of road indiscipline. While the police have clearer powers to stop, test and sanction offenders, we'll have details of the new rules for you shortly. But before that, though, with Christmas just days away, Ghana enters one of the most dangerous periods on the roads. Crashes and fatalities typically spike in December due to increased travel and risk behavior. This special report examines the causes from drivers under the influence of alcohol and drugs to poor road markings, reckless overtaking, speeding, and rising indiscipline among motorcyclists. Asantua Angela Amwako report read to you.
With just 13 days to go before Christmas, Ghana's roads are turning into killing fields. Over 1,504 lives were lost in 7,289 crashes this year alone, and the festive season is just around the corner. Commercial drivers are sounding the alarm, pointing to a toxic mix of factors fueling the carnage. Poor road markings, drugged up drivers, speed demons, and Okada riders treating traffic lights like mere suggestions. Kofi is a driver at Abekan La Paz.
The Okada riders have come to destroy the business. The majority of accidents are caused by them. When a traffic light is red and all vehicles stop, you'll still see the Okada riders bypass the signal without adhering to traffic rules, even when the light clearly says stop.
Nana Yao, another driver, spills the beans on the dark side of the wheel.
Yeah, I'm a driver for no, but sometimes callous. Obu o horno ma.
I get exhausted from working all day, and if I continue working while tired, I may get into an accident. That's why I don't work beyond my set time. Our drivers force themselves to work beyond their limits, especially at night. They take in rash energy drinks to keep them awake at night, which more often does not. Personally, I don't drink those, and I won't work beyond my strength. Some drivers also sniff toxic substances, locally called asara, which keep them dizzy and leads to accidents.
The Adabraka Drivers Union's Felix Amedeka blames missing road markings for the mayhem, while the National Road Safety Authority's Felix Owusu promises intensified advocacy and action.
Road markings help a lot. Roads should be properly marked along every gutter to caution drivers, especially at night.
Acting Greater Accra Regional Head of the National Road Safety Authority, Felix Owusu, acknowledged the concerns and assured that intensified advocacy and collaborations are underway to ensure safer roads this festive season.
Our roads may not be in the best of shapes, and that one we understand, but that is why in our education and in our sensitization, we let the public know. But even in the areas where we even have the best of roads, as a driver, you need to be careful when you're applying such roads, because at any point in time, anything at all can happen on the road.
At a road safety float organized by the Ghana National Association of Driving Schools, the regional chairman, Emmanuel Danso, said the initiative aims to sensitize drivers on safe driving practices.
We want to take this opportunity to advise the drivers, because during these festive seasons, drivers will want to go and come quickly, contemporary, and we want to advise the drivers that driving is not about speed.
Well, yesterday, Parliament approved an amendment to the road traffic law aimed at strengthening road safety and reducing the escalating number of crashes and fatalities across the country. In Parliament for us, with my colleague James Aveji, joins us live now with details of the changes that will take effect once President Mahama signs the amendment to that law. James, we appreciate your time. Walk us through the key rules introduced in this new amendment.
Well, for the bill addressed a number of issues, but key among them is a new prescription for alcohol concentration in the blood of drivers as well as motor riders, and the controversy over what age qualifies someone to engage in this motorbike use, especially for Okada purposes. The Transport Minister, Joseph Bukari Nipe, has been explaining more on this.
You are going to carry people behind you. You have to respect yourself. You have to respect your passengers such that you can continue to be in business. And the good is that the law has prescribed punishment for road traffic offenders. And that includes the Okada riders who will get the opportunity. Whether we are going to create special lanes for them or not. I believe as we develop as a country, it will come along with some of these provisions that we will have. I know the Minister for Roads and Highways is very passionate about road development and road design. His experience in that industry is one of the advantages for us as a government. And the government's resolve to go through this big push and bring me more projects, it is our belief and hope that we will have some of the new roads that are going to be constructed to have these designs that will create some lanes for the motorcycle riders. However, the discipline aspect of it remains with the rider. Whether we use the same road with vehicles or we have separate lanes for them, you still have to be disciplined. And the good is that we have a legal framework that will bind you or that would be used to bring punishment on you should you offend any of our laws.
Well, James, Parliament also gave legal backing for commercial use of motorcycles as well as tricycles. Under what conditions will this be allowed now?
Well, this will be allowed under strict supervision of the unions, which Parliament said, according to the bill, motor riders would have to put themselves into in order to get the legalization process underway. it will also be subjected to all the road traffic regulations as enforced by the National Road Safety Authority as well as the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Authority, including the police and the MCTD.
You are going to carry people behind you. You have to respect yourself. You have to respect your passengers such that you can continue to be in business. And the good is that the law has prescribed punishment for road traffic offenders. And that includes the Okada riders who will get the opportunity. Yeah, whether we are going to create special lanes for them or not. I believe as we develop as a country, it will come along with some of these provisions that we will have. I know the Minister for Roads and Highways is very passionate about road development and road design. His experience in that industry is one of the advantages for us as a government. And the government's resolve to go through this big push and bring me more projects, it is our belief and hope that we will have some of the new roads that are going to be constructed to have these designs that will create some lanes for the motorcycle riders.
Well, the roads minister has also been speaking.
The bill seeks to provide for one limits in alcohol concentration in drivers. We have noticed of late the behavior of drivers on our roads and the road accidents, and all leads to injuries and deaths. And we believe that the alcohol concentration that the then law had some effects or influence on drivers, whether they are drunk and driving, whether they are fatigued and driving, and whether they are careless on roads or they do not take concentration on their, keep concentration on driving. And so we've brought it down from 0.08% to 0.05%. We also looked at age limit. A lot of our youth also having interest in engaging in commercial driving or riding had this issue of age limit to them. And either to 25 years before you could do commercial business as a driver or a rider. But we have also reviewed and amended this very act to allow our youth who are 21 years of age to be able to engage in this commercial activities. It has a lot of procedures you have to follow, especially the motor riders who are going to get the opportunity to be engaged in this commercial business.
While still on our roads, crashes involving motorcycles, popularly known as Okada, are spiraling. In just the first 2 months of this year, 1,079 crashes were recorded, a sharp rise from 883 during the same period in 2024. It's a grim sign that indiscipline among motor riders appears to be accelerating faster than the country's response. Emmanuel Jivenu has more in our feature titled, Red Means Go.
In broad daylight at La Paz, a motorcyclist jammed the red light, swerved onto the pedestrian pathway, and rode straight into oncoming traffic. I saw it happen, and we followed him.
It's our turn to go, you understand, for the U-turn. And that's why I come to that line. Wait.
But was it right?
No, it's not right. They come around there, it's not right. I was having train.
At Medina Zongo Junction, the story was same, if not worse. Riders dart across intersections. One narrowly escaped being hit, not once, but twice. Paul Kwesi has been riding for more than a decade.
Some police officers hide and sneak up on riders when we stop in traffic.
Motorcycles were the leading cause of road accidents-related deaths and the second leading cause of injuries in the country.
Due to jumpery education, gradually we will stop at the red light and there is no police harassment. And it has reduced a lot of this accident.
Between January and March 2025, according to data from the National Road Safety Authority and the Ghana Police Service, 3,674 clashes were reported, up nearly 8% from the same period last year. Critics warn, without a clear mechanism to ensure that all road users, especially motorcycle riders, strictly adhere to traffic regulations, legislation could worsen the already fragile road safety situation. Emmanuel Jivenu, Joy News, Accra.
You're still listening to the Midday News. We'll be back after this quick turn. And still to come, official countdown to the Joy FM Party in the Park is starting today. It's time now for sports.
Yeah, for stay, Ghanaian supporters hoping to cheer the Black Stars at the 2026 FIFA World Cup will need at least 1,610 Ghana cedis for a match ticket. That's according to the official prices released by FIFA. Now, my colleague Victor Achutamaklu has the details.
The minimum price applies to Ghana's opening Group L match against Panama on the 17th of June 2026. So Category 3 tickets start at $140, the equivalent of 1,610 Ghana cedis. For Ghana's second group game against England on the 23rd of June, the most affordable ticket is selling at $220. That's the equivalent of 2,530 Ghana cedis for Category 3. The Black Stars final group match is against Croatia, and that game is on the 27th of June, with tickets priced between $180 and $500, depending on the category that you pick. Now, that converts to 2,070 cedis to about 5,750 cedis, respectively. Remember that all conversions were done based on the exchange rates on the day the ticket prices were released by FIFA. That's on Thursday, December 11.
That's Victor Achutamaklu with that report. Back to you, Fosti.
Thank you for sports. Now, away from that, imagine watching your child die, not because treatment doesn't exist, but because it is only available abroad and far beyond the reach of many families. That is the painful reality facing Ghanaians battling acute leukemia, a cancer of the blood and bone marrow. Here are excerpts from Joy News' latest special assignment, Leukemia Last Chance Abroad, produced by my colleague Jivenu, highlighting the urgent need for a bone marrow transplant center in Ghana.
Jason.
Every year, families walk into hospitals seeking answers and walk out with a diagnosis that changes everything.
Cancer of the blood and bone marrow. Leukemia. How? Why? When?
It was like a very bad, terrible joke on First April.
A disease that steals the young, the strong, the hopeful.
That's my baby's last moment. Today, December 19th. My child will not die.
I can deal with a lot of things, but to see him in pain, that one will kill me.
I watched her, she took her last breath. Come on. My baby was gone.
Well, legendary Ghanaian rapper Sarkodie has joined the Joy News Impact Makers Foundation and Leukemia Project Foundation to advocate for the establishment of Ghana's first bone marrow transplant center.
Hello, what's up, guys? This your boy, Sarkodie, Sarkodie Obidebe Paul Bidi. Listen, every child deserves a chance to live, dream, and grow. But right now, many families in Ghana are losing loved ones to leukemia because we don't have the right treatment facilities here at home. That's why I'm standing with Leukemia Project Foundation and the Joy News Impact Makers Foundation to call on you, everyone, my people, to join this fight.
You heard there, Sarkodie. Well, the annual Joy FM Party in the Park returns to the lush green landscape of the Abri Botanical Gardens. This year promises to be even more exciting. In addition to top-tier artist performances, organizers are introducing a major new feature to elevate the experience, the Ghana Village. What exactly is it and what should patrons expect? Well, Noella Karinyali has all the details from the gardens.
This side where we transform into our main stage area, I'm sure you can see some structure. That is our live band stand, what we have nicknamed Daddy's Corner. We have the Kids Corner, a whole section of the garden also curated just for them. And so we'll have the bouncy castles. The kids would be painted on your face because they love that beautiful face painting.
Well, it's time now for the trends, and Noella is in the studio with me. Noella, what's trending?
Hi, Fosi. So on 25th December, which is Christmas Day, where would you be? Would you be doing Rapaholic or would you be entering Ibu Noah's Ark?
I think the Ark is quite an experience. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so for the lost ones, let's talk about this Ebunyo's, you know, story that's been trending everywhere. So he's the man who says, God has given him a divine, you know, revelation that a second flood is coming on December 25th, 2025. And he's been already building some wooden house, or if you like, arks.